Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and it's another bonus episode. What can I tell you? It's a little midweek treat, if you will, and it's a great opportunity, actually, to answer a couple of the questions that I have been receiving. And one question in particular I have been receiving more and more recently, and it kind of came out of the blue. I was kind of surprised by it, but I thought, okay, this now makes sense. Let's put it into a bonus episode. There's also a second question that I am also going to address, but you'll just have to wait till the end of the main show for that little tidbit. So recently, especially on DM on Instagram and in some emails, I have been asked about what podcasts I listen to and if I could possibly share them. Now, when you get one or two questions on DM or email, I certainly type a reply back. But when it gets to the point that you feel like you're sending the same email in response, it becomes prudent at some point to put that information all into one place so that lots of people can access it. So that's what I'm doing in this particular episode. It just seemed like a good idea to create an episode where I list it out, as enough people have asked for me to think it could make a show of its own. So that's what I've done. Before I had my own podcast, podcasts were really important to me. I found myself at a real impasse in my life. And I guess what some would call a midlife crisis, where I realized I wasn't particularly happy and I didn't have a network of friends or the resources around me who really understood. And truthfully, I didn't understand myself. So how could I really ask for help? So I isolated myself. But luckily, I isolated myself with people like Arnold Schwarzenegger on The Tim Ferriss Show and RuPaul on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday or Jen Sincero on James Altucher's podcast. And they were really brilliant and were like life rafts. So podcast gave me an entirely new perspective, and it's a perspective I'm really not sure I would have been able to find, have access to, or would even be speaking in the way that I do today if I hadn't have had those podcasts as resources. I can't think of other resources that would have given me the same thing. An hour listening to Jamie Foxx talking about how he went from a wannabe to an Oscar-winning actor is a conversation I wouldn't have been able to consume anywhere else. Where my outlook had been bleak, I started to feel that I could achieve anything. I started to believe in myself, and I put that down to the people and the topics I was able to access very privately via my earbuds. So there we are. So here are my favourite podcasts, and we start with Kermode and Mayo's Film Review, because this is the first podcast I think I ever subscribed to. It's a weekly show hosted by Simon Mayo and film critic Mark Kermode, where they review the latest films, interview actors and directors, and generate really interesting conversations about all things films. I'm a film geek, and I like to go to the cinema by myself at least once a week if I can. I say at least once a week. That's optimum. So I really appreciate hearing other film fans' thoughts via letters and emails, but I also think Mark is spot on with his reviews. And Simon Mayo gets some really lovely interviews out of his guests. And I've heard notoriously tricksy actors open up in those interviews in a way I just don't hear them open up anywhere else. Mark does great film reviews, but he doesn't tolerate shoddy movies. It's really worth, and I might put this link, in fact I'm making a note now, I'm going to put this link in the show notes, to his review of the Entourage movie, which became dubbed very quickly on Twitter by fans as Entourage, because he was so horrified by it. I think Sex and the City too. I'll see if I can find that link. Another highlight of that particular show. But if you like films, then I really, really highly recommend it. It's one of my favourites. The Tim Ferriss Show. I will always love Tim. And I'm really not joking about this. Sorry, Tim, this has nothing to do with you, but also has everything to do with you. His podcast, The Tim Ferriss Show, became, I mentioned it earlier, a life raft to me when I really needed it. The premise is that in each episode, he deconstructs the successes and failures of world-class performers, whether that's in investment, pro sports, tech, etc. And he digs a little deeper into the tools, tactics and tricks that listeners can use in their own lives. Success stories are pretty damn sexy, aren't they just? But what I like about Tim's content is how his guests opened up about where it all went wrong on the way, if it did go wrong, or revealed the bits about their success that weren't as glamorous or weren't as sexy. And the sacrifices, the challenges, the people you lose along the way, the bits that hurt but were necessary to get to your goal, how going after your goal really hardcore seems great, but actually sometimes slowing down a bit can be a quicker path. It was just, there's just a lot of content in there that I found really interesting. And I also really like Tim. He treats himself like a human guinea pig and has written some incredible books like The 4-Hour Work Week, The 4-Hour Body, Tools of Titans and Tribe of Mentors. His books, blog and podcast have also seemed to have helped him out of some pretty dark times, which I can relate to. So for me, if you want to surround yourself with some inspiring and highly informative content, Tim's show is a great, great resource. I highly recommend it too. The Joe Rogan Experience. Now, Joe is a stand-up comic and MMA commentator. That's mixed martial arts. But he's also, I think he is actually the US's biggest podcaster right now. His show has well over 1,000 episodes and he has seriously some truly incredible guests. I don't listen to every show because some of them focus very heavily on MMA, which is not my bag. And some of them, he has a lot of his friends on quite regularly. Some I tap into, some not so much. But his shows with Russell Brand, Dr. Rhonda Patrick, Tyson Fury and David Goggins have been incredibly interesting and inspiring. I have bought more books just from listening to podcasts and listening to somebody talk about their book. David Goggins is a great example. Than any other reason for buying a book. The amount of times I'm listening and I'm like, well, I need this book immediately, and I'm straight online to go and buy it or down the high street. So I like Joe's. He makes me laugh. He's incredulous about some topics. He doesn't shy away from controversy, but ultimately I find him entertaining and I appreciate the array of people that he gets on his podcast. The James Altucher Show. Now, I think James does incredible interviews, which is why I really like listening to his podcast. We've actually interviewed some of the same people, but he's also interviewed some people that I am desperate to get on my show, like Tyra Banks. And the conversations have really been quite brilliant. I listen to him because I enjoy his content, but I also feel I learn something from his interview style every time I listen to the podcast. And he has a great website. Again, I'll put the link in the show notes. Great, great resource. If you are trying to create your own content, or if you, he's got some really interesting stuff up there about how to write and really, really good. So James Altucher, another one that I really enjoy. What would my list of podcasts be without RuPaul? RuPaul, What's the Tea with Michelle Visage? And it's not just an extension of Drag Race. This show strikes a really beautiful balance between lightheartedness, brackets, camel potanties for anyone who is a listener, and the kind of soul-bearing content that moves you to tears. Whether they have guests or not, this show is always one of my favourite hours of the week. And I think a standout show, and again, I'll try and put the link in the show notes so you can find it very easily. They had Lady Gaga on at the beginning of season 9 of RuPaul's Drag Race. She was the guest judge that week, and they obviously recorded with her at the same time that they filmed. And it was so powerful. She was so, so honest about what it was like having achieved huge, huge success and the guilt that was associated with that, because some of the friends that she was kind of an aspiring artist with obviously hadn't had the same journey. And I don't know whether it was like survivor syndrome, or I can't remember exactly how they described it. But the point being, it was just a conversation and content from Gaga that I wasn't expecting and was really quite moved by. It was really interesting. She really, really opened up. It was fab. More lightheartedly, there's Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Heather is an actress and stand-up comic. She hosts this twice-weekly podcast. And I personally haven't met a Real Housewives franchise I didn't like. Well, that's not strictly true, but let's not go there. And Juicy Scoop not only has the Housewives on as guests, but also does recaps of the shows every week, but also covers a lot of showbiz stories. They also do a bit of true crime. And it's just a really incredibly entertaining show. When I'm commuting sometimes, particularly if I'm going into London or I'm off to go and do a podcast myself, I will sometimes listen to it as a really good kind of palate cleanser before I get into maybe a meatier topic with a guest of my own. I highly recommend it if you like a giggle, and she's got a huge Facebook group, which is quite interesting too. Oprah's Super Soul Conversations, of course, it's Oprah, right? The depth and detail these conversations go into is actually really impressive and both inspiring and uplifting. The Michelle Obama episodes were fantastic, as were the Tina Turner episodes. And I think the thing I can say about Oprah and the reason why I really like listening to Super Soul is I always feel better for having listened to it every single time. And that's something I really strive to do with my show. I want people to finish each episode and think, I'm really glad I listened to that. I learned something from that. Or whether it's just some mild entertainment or they feel they came away with something, the fact that you feel better for having listened to it is something I strive to do, and is something I definitely, definitely get from Oprah's podcast. The Tony Robbins podcast. Now,
small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tony Robbins is an author, entrepreneur, and probably best known for being the life coach, the guy from Awaken the Giant Within and Unlimited Power. And his overarching theme is creating your best life through positive thinking, positive attitude. His documentary, I Am Not Your Guru, on Netflix is an absolutely incredible piece of work that gives insight into the man himself, but also what his brand of positive thinking can achieve. Again, when I was down, this show picked me up. You can dip in and dip out of the show depending on who his guest is and whether you fancy the guest or the topic. But my recent favourite was the show with Russell Brand, and there's more on Russell later. More films, the Empire Film Podcast. I love movies and I adore this podcast. It makes me laugh, it steers me away from bad films and towards good ones. And the interviews with major Hollywood stars are always brilliant. Terry White, who has been on this podcast, is the editor of Empire, and she often is a guest on the show, and the way that they discuss movies I find sometimes really moving. And I usually am aligned with Helen O'Hara, who is one of the regulars, on what she thinks makes a good movie and what doesn't. I also adore their theme music, Bangity Bang, for anyone who also listens. The Sunday Sit Down with Willie Geist. Like James Altucher, I think Willie Geist is a great interviewer, and he is able to get Hollywood stars like Bradley Cooper to really open up and share really wonderful anecdotes and insights that you don't hear people like that say anywhere else. He clearly also is on friendly terms with all of these people, and he'll refer to WhatsApping or texting you or blah, 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 which is obviously great for Willie. But even so, it's just a really entertaining podcast. They're not that long, actually. They're usually under an hour, but they are some of my favourite shows. They're very meaty, and the way that people are obviously incredibly comfortable with him. So Amy Adams, I listened to the other day, Ben Stiller, I listened to the other day. And you are really earwigging on Friends Chatting, but it just takes a little bit further. I think he's a very skillful interviewer, which is why I really like listening to him. Another recent discovery is Making Obama. And I started listening to this when a friend sent me the link to their first series called Making Oprah, which was fascinating. It's incredibly well produced, and it's an audio documentary in style, hosted by, let me get this right, WBEZ's Jen White. But it chronicles Barack Obama's ascension from community organizer in Chicago to the White House. It's really skillful profiling, done incredibly well, with contributions from the people who were there and saw everything firsthand, including Obama himself. So if that's the kind of thing you're into, it's well worth a listen. The Oprah series was three episodes about how Oprah became Oprah. And that was really, really entertaining to listen to. And Oprah was a contributor, actually featured quite heavily in that one. So it was really interesting to hear her talk about sort of the early days of the Oprah Winfrey Show and then deciding to end the Oprah Winfrey Show and the things that have happened in between and since. It was really, really interesting. Back to Russell Brand, Under the Skin. I've always had a soft spot for Russell. He makes me laugh, and I find his honesty about his sobriety and his own mental health comforting and very inspiring. His first book, My Bookie Work, I remember reading that, I think, in one sitting, just being like, I need to know Russell Brand. He needs to be my friend. Under the Skin, which is the podcast, never fails to deliver. And I appreciate how keen he is to learn from his guests, who I think he chooses really, really well. The episode with Andy Puddicombe, the creator of the meditation app Headspace, is really excellent and well worth a listen. Incidentally, speaking of Russell and audio, I bought Russell's book Recovery because I was listening to him, I think it was on the Tony Robbins podcast, and he was talking about that book, and I thought, well, like, obviously you need it immediately. So I bought it immediately. But I also got the audiobook, and so I let Russell read it to me as I follow along. It's his interpretation of the 12-step program, so it can be pretty hard going at times. There's quite a bit of homework, which can be quite confronting, but having him read it to me has been a really great experience and sort of quite comforting. It's really nice. Obviously, all the links to these shows and episodes will be in the show notes, and you might be thinking, hang on a tick, Emma, what about beauty podcasts? True. This show did start out as a beauty podcast. In fact, it was called The Beauty Podcast when it launched in 2016. And although the content has evolved, beauty will always be at my heart. But I'm thrilled that there are so many beauty podcasts now, a lot of them hosted by friends of mine. So I thought it was just easier to list them off because that just seemed far simpler. Full Coverage, the beauty podcast hosted by best-selling author Lindsay Kelk and makeup artist to the stars Harriet Hadfield. Great format. They've got new news. They've got highlight of the week. They have excellent guests and a really, really wonderful Facebook group with a really lovely community. I know that some of the people in their Facebook group are also in the Facebook group for this show, and they're a really lovely bunch of people, just FYI. So if you fancy joining a really friendly community, I would suggest going over there. Breaking Beauty, hosted by Carlene Higgins and Jill Dunn, two magazine journalists in Canada who really dig into topics and get great chat out of their guests. There's Fat Mascara, hosted by magazine beauty directors Jess and Jen. They're in New York. They get fantastic guests and cover some really interesting topics incredibly well. Beautiful Lives by Maddie Spencer. Maddie is a magazine beauty editor I've known her for quite a long time, and writer who's had some excellent guests on and who discusses beauty in the context of self-care and well-being, which is very interesting. And then we've got some new kids on the block. Sounds so patronising. It's not meant to be. I'm just thinking of the people who've started more recently, like Outspoken Beauty and Life and Lipstick with Lisa Potter Dixon and Hannah Martin, who I did a cross pod with recently. I hope I haven't forgotten anyone, but those are some of the podcasts that I know have been fitting into the beauty podcast vibe. So I thought I'd mention those here. And obviously the links to everybody will be in the show notes, which can be found wherever you are streaming and downloading this podcast, which might be Apple Podcasts, it might be Acast, might be wherever, but that's where you'll find those show notes. I also said I'd answer another question I've been receiving a lot. And actually that one is, how do I start a podcast? And I've been getting this for a lot now, probably for about a year, from a lot of my colleagues in the media. And in fact, when I've had a lot of guests on the show and I've gone to their homes or gone to their offices and got out my kit and started recording, they've said, oh, could you tell me where I could get that? Or is that everything that you need? And there's been a real interest in what I use to create this show. And what I started to do about 6 months ago is I had an email draft in my draft folder of my mailbox that just had all the links to everything that I bought on Amazon or the high street or wherever. And just said, look, this is what I use. This is why I use it. I think it's a really good place to start. I've not had any issues go forth in podcast, and then it's up to them what they do with it. But I would say I'm forwarding that email about 30 times a week. So, and also I'm not always on top of my inbox. I'm out recording a lot, so sometimes I can leave people hanging. So I thought, why don't I put all of the information about the kit that I use and why I use it into a blog post on my website, which is emmaguns.com. Again, the link will be in the show notes. There are plenty of YouTube tutorials from like proper sound engineers and longtime podcasters who speak the technical lingo much, much better than I do. And when I started my podcast, I watched probably all of them because I had no money and I needed anything that I bought had to really, I had to get a good return on investment. I was looking to spend as little as possible and get as good quality as possible. So that's really how I've crafted this post, which is this is by somebody who had no budget and had to research everything she bought in order to get the best return on investment. I couldn't afford for anything to not work because there was no budget for me left there to replace it. It covers that first kit I bought back in 2015 and also the equipment I upgraded to when I had a bit of money to invest into the podcast last year. So if you've ever wondered how to start a podcast or what kit you need or how much it might cost you, this post might help. It's on emmaguns.com. You can find it via the link in the show notes. I hope that's been an interesting show. Enough people have been asking me those questions that I thought that it might be a nice little midweek episode for you. So let me know. Get in touch. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. It's always, always one of my favourite things of the week to get emails from all of you lovely listeners. Or you can also slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter where I'm at Emma Guns. Or you can join my Facebook group. Well, the link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever you are streaming and downloading this episode of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please do send in any questions that you might have and I can address them in a bonus episode just like this one. But for now, thank you, and I will see you on the main show on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.